Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devam Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Bhagavate Uttamasloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naistike. This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text 10, titled Rishabdev's Appearance. Atha Ayam Eva Varaha Hi Arhatama Yarhi Barisi Rajarishi Baradari Sabha Bhavan Nijapurusa Ikshanabhisaya Asit. So since there is no meter with the verse, so I will just read by myself, then I will continue. Adhaya eva varahi arthatam yarsi yarsi varahi si rajarise bharatarisabho bhavan Nijapurus ekshana visaya asit. Atha, then I am this. Eva, certainly. Varaha, benediction. He, indeed. Arhatama, O most worshipable of the worshipable. Yarihi Rishava, excuse me, Yari, because, Barihisi, in the sacrifice, Rajarise, of King Nabhi, Varadarishava, the best of the benefactors, Bhavan, your lordship, Nijapurusa, of your devotees. Ikshanabhisaya, the object of the sight, asit, has become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Navi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Purport. Nija Purusha Ikshana Visaya. In Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Krishna says, Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies, no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own karma. And the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, Supreme Lord is anxious to present Himself before His devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8:48, Paritranam sadhunam vinasaya sadiskritam dharma sansthapanardhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Thus Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he doesn't advent himself simply to kill the demons. For that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Navi was just to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripadamaha Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinim Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devim Gaurabani Pracharini Nivisesa Sunyavade Pasyatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O most worshipful of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at Saintly King Navi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Thank you very much for asking me to give class. My name is Narad Rishi Das. I am the Dasanu Das. I came to the movement towards the end of 1976 when I was a young boy. I met His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan and I had a chance to serve Him very briefly. And when His Divine Grace departed from this world, I was also there. And not only that, I was deeply involved in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita project. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the exclusive and pure, and it is given by the Supreme Lord to us, which is a priceless gift. Just before the departure of the Supreme Lord, this Bhagavatam has advented. It is explained by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada that this Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of the Supreme Lord. It will dissipate the darkness of ignorance and lead us kindly in this dense dark age of Kali, or quarrel and hypocrisy. So this is our best friend, which will lead us kindly to go home back to Godhead. Bhagavatam has many exception cases and its consequences. By knowing the exception cases and its consequences, we can be warned. In other words, we will be taking care of, we will be cautious about devotion, our devotional service, because Maya is very powerful. Maya can take over us any time, because daivihi esa gunamai mama maya durateya mamayavaya prapadyante mayametam tarantite. It is very difficult to overcome Krishna's illusory energy. So therefore we are given these exception cases. So this fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is dedicated to Lord Brahma's family and his lineage. Here Bharas Nabi, his beautiful wife Meru Devi, going through severe austerities, they're desiring to have a son. And not only desiring to have a son, but also they want to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. I have seen many cases, you know, in Jagannath Puri, what happens? All the kings, in their disciplic succession, they want to see the Supreme Lord personally and visibly. Everybody is desirous. So likewise, there are many powerful kings, those who are taking care of this world affairs, they want to have the Supreme Lord as their own son. But elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned very clearly that the Lord is saying, I am without the second. It is almost impossible to get me as your son. But because of King Nabi and Meru Devi's devotion, by going through severe austerities, the Lord accepted to become their son. And in fact, he became their son, and his name is Lord Rishabhdev. So Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in his purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. And he has no enemies. The Lord doesn't have any enemies. Actually, those enemies that they come by the desire of the Supreme Lord. For example, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kansa, all these powerful demons, they came by the desire of the Supreme Lord. In fact, they were executing the Supreme Lord's, in the mission of the Supreme Lord. So Paritranam, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, Paritranam Sadhunam Vinasayasya Diskritam. The Lord comes, when the Lord advents Himself, He comes for three reasons. Paritranam Sadhunam, to protect His devotees, or to deliver them to go home back to Godhead. Why He does so? It is very specific in this Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter. The specific reason is that Krishna Bhuliya Ji Bhagavancha, when we forget the Supreme Lord, Krishna Bhuliya Ji Bhagavancha Kare Nikatastha Mayatare Jhapatiya Dhare. When we forget the Supreme Lord, and forgetting him, what we do, we do not care about the Supreme Lord. And then what happens? The Lord comes and he puts us in the straight line. And I will give you the example. The example is when Krishna went with his Satyabhama to heavenly planet, Indra's to King Indra's planet, I mean a heavenly planet, Indra's abode. And when he took a Parijat flower, then by the influence of Indra's wives, Indra became really upset and he went to fight with the Supreme Lord. He forgot the constitutional position that he is nothing else but 1/10 of the 1,000 of the teeth of the hair. He is insignificant jiva. Even though he is in the higher planet, but he is very insignificant jiva. He is like insignificant jiva, and just Krishna is just like a Mount Himalaya. So he forgot his constitutional position. So he fought, but Krishna put him in straight line, chastising him. Fought. When there was a fight, just he put him on his spot. Then the next time when Krishna went with Rukmini, he got the whole Parijat flower, Parijat tree. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That is Krishna's position. Matta paratram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Mai sarvam idam pratram sutrimani ganaiva. Nanyat, there is no truth superior to me, is the ultimatum. Is the ultimatum. So therefore, we have to understand Krishna's position. And therefore, the moment Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varuna, all the 33 millions of demigods and demigoddesses, what they do, the moment they see the Supreme Lord, immediately bow down at his lotus feet. Bow down at his lotus feet. So that's why Srila Prabhupada gives actually another example, very nice example elsewhere. I will give why we should be meek and humble. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi Sunichina Tarurapi Saishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Trinadapi Sunichina. We should be humbler than the grass. But we forget our position. We forget. So that's why the Prabhupada has given another nice example. Krishna wanted to chastise his devotees because of their ego, false pride. When Krishna was in Dwarka, what he did, he called Hanuman and he said, my dear Hanuman, you have a special mission to execute. And Hanuman, with humble and meek position, just said, yes, my Lord, I am ready to execute the mission. Please tell me. So Krishna wanted to chastise his all three devotees by making Hanuman as instrument. So what Krishna did, he said, my dear Hanuman, you go and call Garuda immediately. I want him to be here. So Hanuman went and he said, just yes, my Lord, just. And Hanuman went and he said, my dear carrier of the Lord, just the Lord wants you right away. So out of his Garuda, out of his false ego, just he said, "Oh, I am the carrier of the Supreme Lord. If I delay or if I don't go, the Lord cannot go. The Lord cannot go anywhere." He was thinking that way. So Hanuman said, my dear Garuda, you have to come. We cannot make the Lord wait. You have to come." But Garuda was kind of delaying, doing this and that. "Let me see. If I don't go, just the Lord will remain over there, just in Dwarka." So Hanuman, what he did, he cut hold of his tail and he spinned Garuda and threw just in the ocean. And Garuda was going, "Kyaam, kyaam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So then the next, when Hanuman was returning, before that, the Lord said, "My dear Sudarshan, no one can pass through this door, main door of Dwarka, to come in. This is my order to you." And Sudarshan was thinking that, "Oh, I am the protector of Dwarka. Just see, without I protect, just so many enemies can come and just they can do something over here in Dwarka." So when Sudarshan was at the door, then Hanuman came, just he said, "My dear Sudarshan, I want to enter in." Sudarshan said, "I am really sorry. I cannot let you in, because this is my Lord's order." And Hanuman said, "Just this is also my Lord's order that I should get in. You see how the Lord is so tricky. And he tells one thing to Sudarshan and next another thing to Hanuman." Hanuman tried to get in, but Sudarshan didn't let him in. So what he did, Hanuman cut hold of Sudarshan and put it just under his shoulder and went inside. So the Lord has chastised through his agent two persons. Now the third person. The third person is, when Hanuman went in, then he saw Satyabhama was sitting on the left side of the Lord on the throne with a beautiful dress, you know, beautiful outfit. And they're looking very effulgent. But the moment Hanuman went and he said, "Oh, my Lord, you were sitting with your dasi. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look nice." Satyabhama, his relationship with Krishna has 16,108 queens, including Rukmini. They serve very humbly, nicely. But Satyabhama is very strong. Her character is different. She serves, "Here is prasadam, my dear Lord, please take." She doesn't say, "My dear Lord, here is prasadam, Krishna, come and take. Do this, do that," you know, like ordering. Satyabhama has that little temperament and ego also. So Krishna wanted to smash that too. So the moment Hanuman said, "My dear Lord, you are sitting just next to the dasi." So Satyabhama immediately became angry and just got up and started crying and went inside. And when Rukmini saw that Satyabhama is crying, she caught hold of her and she said, What happened? What happened? Then she explained what Hanuman told. Then pacifying Satyabhama, Rukmini came and she was in ordinary dress. She was not in good dress, dress. So she came and she sat right next to, on the left side of the Supreme Lord. The moment she sat, then Hanuman said, "Oh, my dear Lord, now I could see just you look sitting next to my mother, you look so beautiful. You look so beautiful." So the Lord making one person instrument, that is to Hanuman, he chastised all three persons. Actually, they are not ordinary persons, but they had some ego. So the Lord wanted to chastise them. So, coming back to the point that in this material world, there is always happiness and distress. We go through trials and tribulations. And despite that, we try to render devotional service. This devotional service is very rare. After many births and deaths, we get that opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord. But sometimes our desire, material desire, springs up. When that springs up, just what do we do? Even if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Nadhanam, nadhanam, nasundarim," but we want everything. Dhanam dehi, janam dehi, hasti dehi, go dehi, swarna dehi, ropya dehi, this dehi, that dehi, bungalow dehi. You know, even in a dham, big buildings dehi. We want that. So Krishna is indicating that, my dear jivas, baffled by maya, why you are trying to lord over the material nature? This is Bhinna Prakriti Ashtadhamma, my separate material energy. Why you are trying to play with it? Please, try to render devotional service to me without fail. Mam chayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate saguna samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. If you render devotional service to me without fail, there is pretty good chance that you can come in this very birth. Even though that very same Krishna says, out of millions, hardly one understands me or comes to me. Krishna has kept always a hope for us. Krishna has always kept. But what we are trying to do, instead of rendering devotional service, we are trying. Someone was telling me just now, we want everything, but we don't want to give anything. In other words, it should be other way around, that we should give. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, give and take, this is the relationship. This is how we reciprocate. So here, King Nabhi and Marudevi, they went through severe austerities and tried to please the Supreme Lord to get a son. And it is completely pure, because their desire was completely pure. And my understanding of pure devotional service of the devotee is, render devotional service to the Supreme Lord without keeping any material desire. Without keeping any material desire. That is called pure devotional service. But if we come to the moment and become materially ambitious, it is not called pure devotional service. It is not called pure devotional service. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is exception to everything. If we take exclusive shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we can go home back to Godhead. There is no doubt about it. I'm 100% sure that if not today, but tomorrow, Krishna will give us shelter at his lotus feet. So Prabhupada traveled all over the world, preached the science of Krishna consciousness without any compromise, and he established this Krishna consciousness for the benefit of us. He gave us a house where we can reside nicely, peacefully, and chant Hare Krishna. But instead, if we try to, actually, I was thinking, just from Mahabharata, Prabhupada has mentioned, quoting somewhere, that Arjuna was looking towards Krishna, and Duryodhan, he turned his face front to back. So the consequence became that Arjuna became the winner, whereas Duryodhan became the loser. So coming to the moment, trying to become Krishna conscious, when we try to turn our front to the back and see towards the material world and try to gain, materially become prosperous and try to gain name, fame, distinction, adoration and prestige, then consequence will be severe. And we can see the example of Duryodhan. Duryodhan was thinking he could win the race by his muscles power. In fact, he said, we do not believe in those magician, but we do believe in the Shakti or power. He was too much egoist, and he was thinking that way. And although Pandavas were less Akhwanis, that is seven Akhwani of soldiers, and Pandavas were and Duryodhana has 11 Akhwani and many Rathi, Atirathi, Maharathis, but still he couldn't win the battle of Kurukshetra. He had to lose. So Prabhupada has mentioned in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that 640 million people died in the battle of Kurukshetra because of one person's false pride. So we have to, by rendering pure devotional service, by rendering service to the Guru, service to Guru and Krishna, we can swallow up our false pride. In this way, we can achieve the lotus feet of the Lord, refuge at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. As Meru Devi and King Navi, because of their pure devotional service to the Lord, they not only become pure devotees, but also they achieved the Supreme Lord Himself. So I'll stop here. Anybody has any questions? Yes, Prabhu. My giant American Prabhu, who knows me many, many years way back from America. Microphone, please. I can't hear anything. Right here.
Hare Krishna. You said 640 million died?
Yeah.
I thought it was 18 million.
640 million.
Where is that figure?
That is mentioned in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned very clearly, if you read the preface.
Very good.
I read very clearly.
All right.
640 million.
Gotcha. Anyway.
Anything else? Yes, my friend Gita Nagari Prabhu. Excuse me, yeah, please take the microphone.
In the purport it says that the Lord is very eager to reveal himself to his devotee.
Devotees are very eager to?
The Lord is very eager to reveal himself to his devotee.
Right.
And seeing what talking about his personal form, I assume it means his personal form. So how come he hasn't revealed himself to me yet?
Ye jatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender to me, I will reward you accordingly. So actually he has revealed to you, but you are not able to perceive him. You know, aneka rupena, he comes in many forms. He comes in many forms and he but actually due to lack of our devotion, we are not able to understand him, you know. So Lord is, as he is the benefactor of all, friend of all, equal to all, and it's obvious, it's Bhagavatam is saying that he is friend of all. So how comes he reveals to others? Every day we are realizing, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when we come to see the deities, every day our realization increases, not decreases. It progresses, sure, not no regress. No regress, but progress. But when we realize, our realization becomes higher and higher and higher. It never regress. Because we have to put that effort. So when we realize, when we go towards higher, it's obvious that Lord will gradually reciprocate with us. So he reciprocates with you. Please, my humble request, you try to realize that. Because he is sitting within our heart and he is inspiring from within. And we know that he says, Matta Smritim Jnanam Apahanam Cha. He gives forgetfulness, he gives remembrance, he gives knowledge. So he gives everything. He gives remembrance. And you are remembering every day. And you should say just, oh my dear Lord, I want to perceive you. I want to see you. Oh my dear Krishna, what are you? I want to see you. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was only 5 years old. And he went to Madhuban and he was 6 months, he went through severe austerities when he went through. And then just the Lord comes in front of him. Right in front of him. The moment he opens his eyes and he sees the Lord is there. 5 years old. My dear brother, we know each other for so many years from way back from America. Especially from Gita Nagari. Yeah, Portrayal, Pennsylvania farm. So what I'm saying that he is revealing to you, but you have to recognize him. That sounds good. Yes, please. Gauramandal Prabhu, he gave a wonderful class yesterday.
Prabhu, the story about Hanuman and Sudarshan and Satyabhama, and where does that story come from?
That is coming one of the Puranas. I will give you that reference after seeing my computer, but that is coming from one of the Puranas.
Could you please explain, you said that Meru Devi and King Nambi, they got Lord Rishabhadev as their son. Did you say like that?
I'm sorry, just I
and maybe I misunderstood, but I
Meru Devi, if I am not mistaken, Meru Devi and King Nabhi's son is Rishabhdev. Yes.
So, in the third canto, Mother Devahuti and Kardama Muni, they are getting also Lord Rishabhadev as their son.
I'm not clear about what you're saying.
I'm just like a little bit confused because Mother Devahuti and Kardama Muni.
Yes.
They got Lord Rishabhadev as their son also.
No. Meru Devi and Navi.
Okay. Right. Please excuse me. Now I understand why I was okay. So the second point, you said about Krishna, how to say, chastising his devotees through the agency of Hanumanji.
Yes, I did say that.
So, please excuse me, I have... isn't it that the prerogative of the spiritual master, like his duty, like is to like destroy the pride and false ego of and find fault in his disciple?
I didn't get the question. Did you get Gita Nagari Prabhu? Anything?
The false ego of his disciple. Spiritual master to find fault with and destroy the false ego of his disciple.
Yes, guru means heavy. Guru means heavy. So it is the business of the spiritual master to chastise the disciples and try to bring them on the straight line. So that's why guru is heavy. So it is the business of the spiritual master, because spiritual, not only Krishna, but spiritual master is the best friend of the disciples. So, and it is his sole responsibility. The mercy comes from the top, the devotion goes from the bottom. So the way we try to render devotional service with a humble and meek position to the spiritual master rewards us. In other words, he gives us his blessings. At the same time, he takes care of us if we go on the wrong path. So it is the spiritual master, when disciple goes out of his way or wrong way, so he tries to chastise the disciple to bring him back on the right way, a right path. Is that clear? Hare Krishna. Anything else? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? The Lord Chief Shishi Radha Madhav ki? Shishi Panchatattva ki? His Bhakta Prindhi ki? Nidai Gau Premanande? Hare Krishna.
তো ভগবান তাহলে কিসের জন্য আসেন? তো এই যে